Time to ask the AD. Kurt Apke joins us Thursdays at 5 to talk about the latest Boise State University, and he joins us now here in the DataTel studio. Kurt, the Boise State and Mountain West Conference football schedule comes out. Give us a rundown of the process. I mean, is it kind of like the lottery? All the balls go in and they shake it up and say, all right, Kurt, here's your 12 games.
Yeah, there's an outside group that helps us with that, so it's, you know, fairly random. There's some parameters, I think, that they stick in there. They don't want teams playing, you know, a lot of games back-to-back on the road. As I mentioned earlier, they really try to not have someone with an open date prior to the championship game. And then sometimes schools will put in requests where if they could get it, they'd want to maybe a certain game at home that's obviously scheduled to be home. It might be on a certain weekend for, you know, Veterans Day. Maybe Air Force has a particular weekend that they'd want to make sure that they play a home game in. So the conference takes all that information, you know, for sake of conversation, throws it in the hat and it spits it out. And they go through that exercise a few times to try and avoid all those things that I just suggested. But, you know, for the most part, it really is random at the end of the day.
Well, in looking at this, and I want to touch on something you just mentioned, the conference trying to make sure everybody has a game going into the Mountain West Championship weekend is so that one team doesn't have a bye
right
heading into that game if they were to make it. And so that makes a lot of sense. Now, looking at some of these final games for schools, there's a few. Air Force plays a Mountain Division school, but the majority of schools are going interdivision mm-hmm. to end the season. A different dynamic.
Yeah.
The interdivision things have a lot of impact sometimes. And in the past, it seems like they've went with most teams ending with a divisional opponent. Would something like that go into there and say, hey, let's not do that this year?
I don't think so, because it's different for us this year. You know, we ended at Air Force last year, and mm-hmm. this year we end at Fresno State. It is a little interesting. We've really been on the road a lot Thanksgiving weekend over the last 10 years. I don't know what the exact count
a lot.
Is, but
let's just put it that
way. It's been a lot. So,
I've eaten a lot of hamburgers.
Yeah, we'll certainly put a request in for next year to maybe get Thanksgiving here back in Boise.
Thanksgiving in Fresno has a hell of a ring to it.
It's my hometown, Jeff.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said it's got a hell of a ring to it.
His voice kind of said it. I don't know. I heard something in there.
Just put it this way. It's just harder to get to than almost any other Mountain West city but Hawaii.
Yeah.
There's no direct flight to Fresno.
Right, yeah. Well, there is for us, but that's about it, right?
Yeah.
There is for us. So, but it's, you know, it is kind of what it is at the end of the day, and
so there's no scheming, there's no planning, there's no, hey, San Diego State's one of our best teams, let's make sure they play Boise State on the final weekend, or let's make sure they've got a layup because they could be a New Year's Day 6 team.
Well, the other way to look at that is, how do you know they're the best team before we even start?
I thought in the past, you know, not just them,
yeah.
Boise State was the recipient of that too.
Yeah.
When you look at teams, you say, hey, and maybe this is a decent year to say, you know, there really isn't a team that's just head and tails above everybody right now.
Yeah. Well, I think the Mountain West overall is just a much better football conference than it's been. And from top to bottom is what I mean. And so I don't think you can go about it that way. I really don't. I don't think that's fair when you do that as a conference. Now, don't get me wrong. I wish that the schedule favored Boise State more than anybody, but I just don't think you can go about it that way.
Yeah. So looking at this for the purposes of selling season tickets, you knew.
Yeah.
Right? These opponents that you were selling to in Albertson Stadium, one adjustment may be you've got this Virginia game, mm-hmm. right, that's now moving to a 6 o'clock kickoff on a Friday.
Yeah.
When you survey your customers, your clients, do they prefer 6 o'clock Friday over 8:15 Saturday on average, or do you have any feel for that?
We didn't survey them with that particular question, but what I can tell you is that every call or most every call that I get is about the game time.
Time.
No doubt. Yeah.
Not day.
Not so much the day. Okay. Now, I don't think people prefer to watch us play on Thursday or Friday, but when you do have a Thursday or Friday game, what would you rather do? Would you rather come at 6 or would you rather play at 8:21? And on a Thursday night, that's, I think, when it gets really tricky because there's school the next day. So I think we take away the opportunity to, you know, have families come out and watch football. Now, the other thing that you'll probably hear is now it's a Friday at 6, and I got a race from work and I got to get there. And so, but I think if you had, if you did survey just that question, I think people would prefer 6 over 8:21.
Okay. So the kickoff time.
I think it's people, you know, we've been hearing that for the last couple of years that people don't like getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning and their kids too late for their kids. And, you know, if you're maybe an older couple, you don't like staying up that late. I know I don't like staying up that late. So, we're actually really happy with that Friday game against Virginia, and it'll give people a chance to come out, and it's during a time of year, you know, quite honestly, it may still be daylight when we end.
Hmm.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know how late it stays light in September, but there's
close.
A good chance, you know, we might be walking out of there and the sun's going down, so it should be a great night.
Right. We're asking the AD with Kurt Apsey here on Sports Radio Ticket, Kays and Prater.
Well, I was just going to say, and if you're a smart college football fan, once you saw this today, hopefully 20,000 people went and asked their bosses for the day off.
I sure hope so, or at least say, you know, hey, get me out of here early. And there is some time to plan, obviously, and I'm certainly not telling everybody to take off work, but, you know, if you can sneak out of there an hour earlier, you got time to get down to the stadium. And
there you go, JP.
It's a great time. At least for that game, you know, we won't hear we're going to get home at midnight. And that really has been, you know, one of the biggest concerns with our fan base over the last couple of years. So hopefully that'll be a good thing for them.
I joked earlier about fans. Go take a picture of this schedule right now because there's 10 Saturday games and 2 Friday games. I'm expecting that to change. At the end of the day, do you expect any Thursday games? And maybe how many more Friday games are we looking at? I know it's hard to tell, but
you
know the backbone of this schedule.
I wouldn't say I expect Thursday or Friday, but I do expect a Thursday and a Friday.
So one more Thursday and maybe one more Friday?
I think that's very possible. And it kind of depends on the year, you know, where ESPN and CBS fall in terms of the other games that are going around the country. And I'm hopeful that, you know, we keep a lot of Saturdays, but I'm kind of in between. I know that our football team and our coaches, you know, our players, they really enjoy Saturday, and that's more of just preparation. As you know, Jeff, you like that full week of prep. And it also depends on what you're doing the week before. What I thought was terrific in this schedule for us was the bye week before BYU and San Diego State. And, you know, we play BYU on the Friday, but we've got a bye before we play them. And then we've got one more day to prepare for San Diego State. And as you guys know, those are two very, very difficult road games for us. So in terms of the schedule overall, as it sits right now, you know, it's pretty darn good for our football team. And I think Brian was on the radio earlier talking about when he preferred the bye. And I kind of feel the same way. In the middle of the season is probably you get a little flow and a little rhythm in the beginning. And then about halfway through, you get a break. And I think he also got into the recruiting, which I don't think people really think about.
I never have.
Yeah, it gives those guys the chance to get out on the road and actually physically see a kid play, you know, during their high school season. So that's a big plus for us as well.
Looking at this schedule, the fans are mostly concerned, I think, at times with the home games getting flexed over to Thursday and Friday. You know, looking at it, is it easy to say, well, it could be the New Mexico game or the Wyoming game, Nevada? I'm looking at it thinking, all right, Air Force, Wyoming, New Mexico up for grabs.
Yeah.
Because they've been competitive games. They're good teams, especially New Mexico because it's early in the year still.
Yeah. I would tend to think, you know, there's probably a – if you're talking about a Thursday game, you usually don't get those later in the season. Over the course of time, I think if you look, you're not going to see a lot of Thursday games late in the season. You may see it earlier, and I would say New Mexico, you know, there certainly is a possibility for that to happen. Later games, you know, you'll get probably some move to Friday. And, you know, when that happens again, like I said, we've been – our conference and our coaches and our athletic directors have really been stressing – not just the day, but maybe even more importantly, the kick times.